Hey everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio Queen, and this is your host, Scorpio Queen. Welcome to my podcast. So today's podcast, I'm going to talk about how people love to use God when they know they're not doing right. A lot of people, and it really gets on my nerves, when they doing something that they know they're not supposed to be doing, and somehow it turns out, you know, they get the results that they're looking for. They tend to want to thank God when God has nothing to do with it, right? God don't bless no mess. God don't bless liars. God don't bless thieves. He don't do none of that, right? But we all know that the devil blesses all the time. And see, people tend to, even though they say they believe God, they don't even realize that they're really playing with God, and then they're lying on God on top of that. I give you an example, and I'm using this woman as an example because this is what she's been doing. So there's a woman, right? Her name is Erica Watson, and she has been using her situation to get, basically to get what she wants, which is money, right? And she admitted to doing something to where it was not honest. So basically she, you know, she has a son that is actually needing a kidney transplant, and she's been using the internet and his sickness to get money off of people. She's been doing it a lot. And she also lied on the paperwork to get her son put on the waiting list. And she admitted to doing that. I do have videos of that. So this is my thing. She wants to thank God. You know, she wants everybody to congratulate her. And then she wants to thank God for helping her get her son put on the waiting list. This is the problem. God was not in none of the stuff that she was doing. You can't lie on paperwork, and then when you get what you want, when it goes through, you want to thank God like God did something. God didn't do none of that. Just because you got the result that you got, and you know good and well that God did not do it, that's a lie. And it's a dangerous thing to even lie on God, because that's basically what she's doing. She's been doing, lying on God. You can't talk about God and you know you're not doing right. When you get things dishonestly, that doesn't have anything to do with God. It's your flesh. I want to say it's the devil blessing you, really. But it's definitely not God. I want people to stop using God, putting God into places where he's not even at in your life. If you know that you're doing some trifling behind stuff, don't put God in it. God don't have nothing to do with it at all. God does not have anything to do with it, so stop putting God in your mess. Leave God out of your mess, because he has nothing to do with it. This podcast wasn't going to be that long, but, you know, I just get tired of people doing stuff that, knowing that it's wrong, and then putting God in it. It just really gets on my nerves. It really gets on my nerves. So if you really want God to work in your life, you need to trust God. you need to have faith. Faith as the size of a mustard seed. If you have that kind of faith that God will see you through anything that you're going through, or if you have that kind of faith that God will give you what you're desiring, then you ain't gotta go through hoops in getting what you want yourself. Because God is your provider. So if you believe that God is your provider, then He's going to provide. You don't have to do a whole lot of stuff to get what you want. If you believe God, then believe God for it. I'm a witness. I've gotten everything. Everything that I've gotten, that I've asked for, I should say. Everything that I have ever asked for, I've gotten. I didn't have to go through doing stuff that I know that ain't right to get what I want. I prayed, and I know how to pray because I'm a prayer warrior. I prayed to God and I asked God to give me whatever it is that I needed. And I was patient. That's another thing. People are not patient. You gotta be patient. I was patient. I patiently waited. Patiently waited. And when that timing was right for me to get what I was asking God for, I got it. I got it. God knows when you need what you need. And He will send it. This woman did not have to lie on paperwork to get what she wanted. This woman did not have to go around the internet scamming people out of money using her son's sickness. Gotta stop playing with God like that. Okay, her son did get on the transplant list. My son did get on the transplant list, but it was not honest. She lied on the paperwork. Do you know when you can't lie on paperwork? When you lie on paperwork, you can actually be charged for either perjury, or you could even be, in her case, she can be charged with fraud. Because she really committed fraud. And so, you know, she's actually being investigated. But she loves to put God in her mess. And she loves to think that God is involved in her mess. When He's not. There's certain things that you can't talk about when your hands are not clean. You can't talk about people when your hands ain't clean. You just can't. You just can't. You just can't. But anyway, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I just want people to really be honest. Be honest with yourself. Whatever it is that you need, be honest. And stop lying. Because at the end of the day, it will eventually catch up to you. Whether you want to realize that or not, it's going to catch up to you. So, that's all I wanted to say. Anyway, thank you for listening, and y'all have a great day.